Mr. Berend, this press conference Mr. Posgai gave on Friday seemed to contain two very important statements. One is that between 1954 and 55, Imrenagy was correct and consistent. In this period, he could be considered as to be a positive one. And the other statement in it is that 1956 wasn't a counter-revolution, but a people's uprising. How do you see these two points, two statements?
This statement was written in the document which was written by a subcommittee of the ad hoc committee, of the central committee, and this subcommittee was led by me. So this is our statement about events. Our task was to evaluate the last 40 years, the history of the last 40 years in Hungary, to analyze the reasons of the given problems, political, economic crisis phenomena, and to analyze this situation, we had to analyze the whole process which led to the 80s and up to now. In other words, we had to face with the most important, crucial turning points in the post-war Hungarian history, including the transition after the war, the 1948 changes, the adoption of the Stalinist system, and of course with effort of a renewal of the Hungarian socialism between 1953 and 56 and the 56 events. And this evaluation, of course, had to deal with the personality of Imre Nagy, who was the leader of the opposition reform wing of the party after 1953, and who had the major ideas from 54. How to change the Stalinist model and to develop a different kind of economic and political structure in the country. However, this wing, this reform wing, failed politically, and the conservative Rákosi Gerő group in the spring of 1955 could get the overhand again, and this led to the tragedy, because an internal renewal became impossible. So the conservative leadership created the obstacle toward these changes, and of course after October 23rd, when the uprising started, the one of the major elements were the reform, the renewal element of the socialist system, and Imre Nagy went much further than before in these days, accepting the multi-party system, accepting the worker councils, which were established in the firms, and this uprising, of course, was a popular people's uprising, because it was hopeless to cope with previous rigid and conservative Stalinist structure, and mass workers. Groups joined to the students and demonstrators who started this renewal with the slogans of a renewal of socialism. However, of course, in these days, from the very beginning, very different strands were also emerged and mixed with this socialist strand. Trends, for example, restoring the previous regime as well. It was not long before the war, and also trends which represented a Western type political democracy or structure, and even certain right-wing groups, revenge attempt against communists, even a kind of white terror phenomenon appeared, which was maintained the famous populist writer László Németh at the beginning of November 1956. So all these trends were mixed in this uprising, and no one could consolidate because November 4th, the second Soviet intervention, of course, finished the whole process, and the new government, which, of course, the leading group headed by Mr. Kádár, who established together with Imran Ali the Hungarian Socialist Workers' Party, started to realize some of the major reform aims of the previous party opposition in the given circumstances, which means with major compromises, of course, in the 60s and 70s.
What made it necessary to bring this out now? What was the reason? What is the reason behind it that the party decided to come up with such a statement?
The start was 1988, the May party conference in 88, which decided to analyze the roots of the crisis situation in Hungary. And therefore the Central Committee established an ad hoc committee with a task to analyze historical processes. And at the beginning it was maintained that we should have to analyze only the very recent decade or so, but it became quite clear very soon that for a better understanding of this last very recent period, we have to analyze the whole process. Post 56 or even post 1945.
Was it the society which really needed this?
Oh, very much indeed. It was a mass demand before the party conference. The people wanted to understand why did it happen. So we have had a very prosperous period in the 60s, early 70s behind us, and the people could not understand why did it decline, why living standards started to decline, why economic stagnation or even in certain areas decline started. Mass demand was the origin of the whole analysis inside and outside the party.
Professor Beren, does it mean that Imre Nagy will be rehabilitated? Because after all, he wasn't a leader of a counter-revolution, but he was leader of a popular uprising.
I should say that this is a document of a subcommittee of the Central Committee and not the opinion of the Central Committee yet. It will be published openly in early March or even before, and it will be a general debate, open debate inside the party and outside in the country. But I cannot forecast what will be the opinion of the Central Committee and the bodies who are responsible to decide such a subject matter.
Is it possible that it will be reversed? This judgment will be reversed by...
I don't know. I cannot really. It certainly will be a very heated debate because the rather different, and it's sure that certain groups will share this view, but I'm also sure that certain other groups not, and I don't know what will be the result of this debate.
Professor Berendt, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.